You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Absolutely love this one. All right, I don't usually start the show off with emails, but this is a good one, all right? Doctor, this is the first time I caught your show, and I love it. Yay, see, somebody likes my show. Doctor, you don't sound like a typical doctor or woman. I've never heard anyone like you. New listener, Douglas from St. Louis. All right. Thank you, Douglas from St. Louis. Deezy! And you all thought everybody hates the show. See, somebody likes... Okay, but wait a second here. What's this that I don't sound like a typical woman? Really? I'm not that feminine? You know, it's interesting. One of my favorite radio show hosts is Heidi Harris. She does the morning anchor spot at KDWN, my flagship. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, she says on radio, a lot of times they say, well, you need to cater to the woman. Right? And she said, isn't national security a woman's topic too? I mean, she has a woman, she's concerned about national security and politics. You know, same thing. I don't understand why people think women would be interested in less things. Okay, now I know some of you are like, all right, well, duh, you know, women, a lot of them like to shop and hair and makeup and, you know, they're interested in tampons. Well, I mean, we're not interested by choice. We have to. I mean, if you think I like shopping for makeup and you think I like getting my nails done, think again. I can't stand it. There is nothing less I want to do in the middle of my busy day than to do hair or makeup or nails. I can't stand it. Why do you think I'm in radio? So nobody has to look at me. You know, I mean, I could sit here in my pajamas if I want to. I can't because you got to, you know, look nice at the studio. I mean, I got to be somewhat dressed. But, you know, women's issues, I think, are the same as men's. You know, I've been talking about this panel I'm going to be on in Dallas it's the new media seminar put on by Al Peterson. And I'm considered one of the new voices of on the radio and, you know, some new talent. I love it. See, you're only on the radio for 3 years. I'm still considered new. So I'm still kind of one of the young little chickadees. But, you know, they're going to ask me, you know, how am I attracting female listeners? Now, I know I have a lot of female listeners, but I got to be honest. I think most of the people listening to my show are men. Most of my emails are men. Most of you guys out there driving trucks, I got some females driving trucks and, you know, a lot of people on XM. But I got to say, I'm probably about maybe 75% men, then 25% women. But the women that listen to me aren't listening to me because I'm talking like this and let's talk about butterflies. Women are listening because they're interested in the same subjects that we all are. So, I mean, are there two types of women? Is that what we're getting at? Are there some types of women? You know, like when we were growing up, the girls who were into the princesses and looking pretty. And then, you see, I liked, you know, wearing a princess dress, but I would rather play with the guys, okay? You know, make mud pies. Honestly, my brother's toys, his Transformers and his Hot Wheels, and I forget some of the other things back then in the 70s and 80s, were more exciting to me than my sister and her Barbies, right? No, I'm not gay. I just liked it, like sports. You know, if you asked me, you know, would I rather watch figure skating or would I rather watch football, I'd rather watch football. That doesn't mean I'm any less of a girl. A lot of women like football. A lot of women like that. It's just less men watch figure skating or ballet or things like that. So, yeah, maybe there are some girly girls out there. But I think we really need to, you know, crack the stereotype. So when people say I don't really seem like a typical woman, I don't understand that. I think I'm just as woman as any, even more so. I mean, I am woman. Hear me roar. I mean, I give my husband a hard time, right? Isn't that what women do, right? I yell at my kids, okay? I PMS like the best of them. Right now, see, men, okay, you see, you know, some of you men listening right now, all right, you all probably think you're all burly and tough. You know, men have male menopause, men PMS too, men get moody, you know you do, you get moody, but because you don't have estrogen like we do, right, you don't think you do. Men, I think, are just do the same thing that women do. So I think we need to just kind of cut all this, all these little stereotypes and septations and segregations and all that, and just, you know, realize that everybody's kind of unique. And, you know, some girls kind of like to do the same things guys do, and some girls like to do more girly stuff, I guess. But, you know, my show is supposed to be for everybody, and I understand a lot of guys listen to the show, and I understand I'm supposed to attract more female listeners. But honestly, ladies, what could I talk about that would attract, what could attract you? You know, what would be interesting? Okay, well, I'm taking a look at my stories right now. All right, we have, you know, issues on heart disease and issues on, you know, task force doesn't want us to do chest x-rays now. Right? I mean, we could talk about pap smears. Really? How many of you women really want to listen to a radio show that talks about pap smears? You see, you don't. All right? That's not even a girly thing, guys. Women don't want to hear about that. Now, there is something interesting. There's an article that came out today, a study saying women have premature orgasms just like men do. Okay, that's kind of interesting, but I bet some of you men are interested in that one also. Yeah. Yeah, some women, they climax too soon. Right. And I know some of you are thinking, wait a second, I can't even get her to climax the first time. All right. Well, then that's something else we need to work on just the same. All right. So we'll talk about that. So what else do I want to, oh, by the way, of course, please, I'd love to hear from you. So please call it a 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. If I didn't introduce myself, I am Dr. Dahlia. And, our number, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You can follow me on Twitter. And, of course, you can email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Of course, sign into the guest book if you feel up to it. You know, and then people also say, I'm not the typical doctor. What are people, are all doctors supposed to be very cerebral and running around with a pocket protector and a calculator? See, most of the doctors I went to school with weren't like that. Yes, there were some more serious individuals, but, you know, when I went to medical school, we were kind of fun. Most of the doctors I know are pretty fun. So I don't know what doctors you're going to, but I'm going to tell you something. All right? You know, I got a lot of complaints from patients. Oh, the doctor doesn't have a bedside manner, you know, like you, Dr. Dahlia. You may not want that. You may want someone that actually sits down and reads the journal, New England Journal, while sitting on the toilet. Okay? Maybe you want that kind of doctor. Not a bad choice. When I come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry, I want to hit some of the emails because some of these are still on the same subject here. Dr. Dahlia, I just got insurance, and my insurance card has me assigned to a doctor no one at work has ever heard of. How can you tell if the doctor is good? I would prefer to see someone who has excellent references. All right, this is a great question. Actually, this happened earlier this week in my practice. Somebody showed me their card. They had an HMO, and the doctor they were assigned to, they never heard of, but they had come to me and seen me as a cash patient because I'm not on the HMO plan or many HMO plans for that matter. And I see what they did. They didn't have any references. Nobody at work heard of the doctor. It could have been a new doctor. I don't know, but I get asked a lot, you know, how do you find a doctor that's good? And that's what we were talking about right before the break, you know. People think I don't sound like the typical doctor. I'm always asked. I mean, people are always asking me, are you a real doctor? Yes, I'm a real doctor. You know, a lot of doctors, they can have personality. They can make jokes. They can talk about farts. I mean, you know, doctors are real people, too. You know, but then you have some people that are more cerebral. And, you know, one of the ladies I trained with, Dr. Lisa Hayworth, who was my senior resident, you know, she said, look, you're going to attract your own clientele. You're going to attract certain clientele. Now, we've all been taught that when you go to a specialist or when you go to a doctor or a lawyer or a plumber, you know, you want good work, and, you know, so you hopefully are referred to by them. But if not, you look at their credentials and you give them a try. But, you know, now people want doctors with personality. People want doctors with some bedside manner. Now, the old-time family practice docs who, you know, I trained under and I've always aspired to be, you know, these people, very good bedside manner, would come to your house, sit on the porch with you, you know, not be so involved with the hustle and bustle of the practice. But then things change with the way medicine turned, and with HMOs and with liability and reimbursements, to the point where doctors are like, look, I got to see X amount of patients, you know, move or lose it type of thing. And so patients were really discouraged. And we've trained patients to just like it or lump it. You know, I'm your doctor. I'm going to give you this advice. If you don't like it, leave. And it's very frustrating on both ends. You know, number one, the doctor's kind of frustrated because they don't really get to, you know, establish a relationship that they want to, and they're being underpaid. So, you know, it's not worth it to them. If the patient's unhappy, then leave, go somewhere else. But patients aren't happy because how does a doctor really get to know you if they're only with you for 5-10 minutes? I mean, this email could be the spitting image of emails I get week after week that I talk about on the show. You know, how is my doctor going to know anything about me if they're in and out in 2 seconds? Now, of course, it's not literally 2 seconds, but that's the problem with healthcare. There's a lot of problems with healthcare still not appropriately addressed by the healthcare bill, but these are things that still need to be fixed. So, okay, you get a doctor, you get assigned a doctor, you don't know him from Shinola. All right, first thing you do, if you're curious, is call the medical board, all right, and see if he's in good standing. Easy thing to do, all right? And second, you could also call the insurance company and see if they're in good standing. You know, I mean, I can't tell you how many times patients who get mad if I don't write them their lore tab, or if they get charged for no-showing multiple times, say, I'm going to go complain to the insurance company. Well, good. Good. Tell the insurance company. Let the insurance company also have a paper trail of you continually no-showing. I'm not going to put up with that. But it's important because at least you know that the insurance company is keeping tabs. All right. Now, rarely does, you know, somebody go, oh, Dr. Dye, I love you so much, I'm going to call the insurance company. So keep in mind, you know, you'll probably just get negatives. But if one doctor has a lot more negatives than another doctor, that'll tell you something. All right. Now, a lot of people, they look at the websites over the internet, rate your doctor. Again, be careful with those because the, you know, rarely does a patient leave the doctor's office so happy and so pleased they got in same day and got their prescription and felt better. They just go about their day. They don't stop and go through the trouble of rating you. Get somebody mad that just got kicked out of your practice is going to sit there and rate you up one side of the internet and down the other. So still keep in mind, a lot of them could be skewed. But those are ways to kind of get a feel. But sometimes you just have to visit the doctor. And you don't visit the doctor when you're sick. I can't tell you how many people want to meet me. And some even want to get pictures. It's really cute. I'm like, but please put your clothes back on, okay? Just, you know, all right? We could have taken the picture before the exam, all right? But, you know, patients, they want to meet the doctor. They'll want to sit down and meet me. Talk about what their medical issues are and what my qualifications are. I think that's great. Interview the doctor. Why not? I mean, of course, you can't do it over the phone. You can't ask the doctor to come to the front in the middle of a busy day to interview him. He won't do it, or she won't do it. But you make a visit. You want to sit down and say, you know, look, I am going to be scheduling a physical this year. I'm going to be scheduling blood work. I don't need it now, but I wanted to meet you. I wanted to tell you my issues and see how you would approach treating me. If you don't like their approach, if you don't like their bedside manner, if you don't like the way the office looks, that was a very valuable experience for you. And you know, but if you liked it, then you can move forward. Because it is, you know, I mean, we were telling patients before, all right, well, if you have an HMO and we assign you a random doctor, you just have to see them and live with it. You know, but in America, you still have a choice. Now, it sounds like in other countries with socialized medicine, you don't have much of a choice. Right, we were talking about this last week in Great Britain. You know, doctors are discharging patients for what they call, you know, minor arguments. And then it takes weeks to get a new doctor. And it's a real big deal if a doctor discharges you, you know, in Great Britain. Here, you know, doctor doesn't like the way you talk to them, you're out of here. You don't like the way the doctor is, you're out of here. I mean, I think that's very empowering. Yeah, I really feel bad for people that have HMOs that seem to be, stuck with the doctor. Luckily, with most HMOs, if you want a new doctor because you dislike yours, you can go to the insurance company. And from what I understand, you're able to switch. You know, I mean, are things going to change? I don't know. I don't know if things are going to change. If we've talked about healthcare, if it turns into a two-tier system where most of the people are on a Medicaid or type of government insurance and everybody else who can afford to buy, pay private or pay cash will pay cash, then yes, your options may be few and far between. If your doctor doesn't like you, it could take you weeks to get in with a new Medicaid doctor. It could. From what I understand, it's taking weeks now for people to find a Medicaid doctor. So, but while now that part of the system isn't messed up yet, okay, and you have a choice to leave your doctor, leave. And tell them why you're leaving. Tell them. Tell them you didn't remember my name. Tell them this is the fourth time you've done a pelvic exam on me and you still can't even, say hi or share a cigarette. No. I always feel bad when I have a patient and I'm busy and I ask, when was your last pap smear? And they said, Dahlia, we just did it a week ago. You don't remember. And I apologize. Yes, sometimes I am busy. Now, if I continue to do that and I continue to forget, see, here's my thing. This is something that's my biggest weakness. All right. I will forget when I did a person's last pap smear and I'll have to look in their chart. Yet I'll remember that they found a sale at Nordstrom's. I'll remember what happened to their kitty cat. I'll remember their birthday. So I don't seem to lose patients as often as another doctor would on those subjects because I remember the esoteric things. I just do. They stick in my memory. Yet the medical stuff, when your last passer was that, I got to look at the chart. I'm not going to remember those things. I don't really lock in my memory. And do you really want your doctor to remember that? No, we do what we need to do when we leave. But I'll remember what their thyroid ultrasound showed 2 years ago. So, patients want to know that personal. And I had one patient say, Dr. Dahlia, you saw me in the hallway and remembered my name. No doctor's ever done that. Well, I got to tell you, I've forgotten people's names. You do. After thousands upon thousands of patients, you do. So, yes, luckily I knew her name and I know her name. I know her very well. She was shocked by that. And, that was good. One point for me. But listen, it still doesn't mean that's the right doctor for you. Try them out. Make sure they listen to you. Make sure they have eye contact. Make sure they have some level of organization. Make sure they'll keep your records private. And most people do. Right? But most important is that they have that good communication where if you think a medicine is bothering you, I had a patient the other day say, look, the medicine you gave me is giving me a reaction. Even though the reaction isn't in the literature, I'm like, fine, let's change it. I believe you. I don't need to look at the, I will believe you. If you say you don't like it, we'll try something else. That's fine. All right. But if your doctor doesn't listen to you, that's one sign of leaving. Okay. Okay. Whew. We've been talking about a lot. All right. I want to talk about, we're going to be coming up a break. Did you know that the Madoffs, remember Bernie Madoff and his Ponzi scheme? He and his wife tried to commit suicide. We're going to be talking about that after the break. We're also going to talk about how now the task force is trying to tell us, Well, I don't know if it's a task force, but a study came out saying chest x-rays, not worth doing either. Right? So now we have no pap smears, less mammograms. Really? All right. And painkillers hurting your heart. Well, that's not good. That breaks my heart. Coming back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Medical Talk Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. Please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or email us at drdahlia.com. Please, of course, follow us on Twitter, and don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. Cruise to Alaska. It's going to be a great trip next year. Please look at my website and get your information on. All right, so the coroner has released his verdict on Amy Winehouse's death. Apparently, the 27-year-old singer had died in her London flat. I believe it was the last month. She apparently had 5 times the amount of alcohol than the drunk driving limit. They said she had 416 milligrams of alcohol per 100 milliliters of blood, whereas the legal drinking driving limit in London is 80 milligrams. That's five times more. That is huge. She went into a coma. No wonder she died. There were three empty vodka bottles, two large and one small, found at her flat. And it just kills me. Kills me to see somebody. Now, they say no illegal substances, no drugs. Everybody thinks there was drugs. They said they did not find drugs in there. Other than that, she was supposedly in good health. But absolutely a shame. I can't stand seeing people, right, that, I mean, I can't tell you how many aspiring singers, you know, and people that could actually have good makeup jobs wanted to be in her position, and she throws it away. It's a shame. And, of course, our hearts are with her family suffering from this loss. All right, now the Madoffs that tried to commit suicide. This came out in the news. Bernie Madoff, remember, with his Ponzi scheme, screwing millions of millions. I mean, $64.8 billion, I should say, and cash losses nearing $18 billion. He and his wife, when all this went down, actually tried to commit suicide. All right? The wife actually reports, this was Christmas Eve 2008. She says she doesn't remember whose idea it was, whether it was hers or Bernie's. She said she remembered the situation was, quote, unquote, just horrific. She said, I can't take this. I don't know how I'll ever get through this, nor do I want to. So they decided to take a bunch of sedatives. They figured, first what they did is they wrapped presents. They wrapped some jewelry and some gift items. And they sent them to loved ones with a little note, all right, to hopefully have them receive after they died. And then she states, they tried to figure out how many she should take for her 100 pounds and how much he should take. They both took a bunch of sedatives. And luckily for her, she says they both woke up. She says no one has ever discussed that, and her husband actually denies it. But, you know, the one thing I want to talk about with this is I can't tell you how many attempted suicides leave people permanently damaged. You know, I mean, a lot of people think, okay, why don't you take a whole bunch of sleeping pills and that'll be fine? No, it won't be fine. You could wake up, you could not wake up, or you could be stuck in a coma, or you could have some sort of a stroke. You know, we talked about this actually a few days ago. Cowards, of course. You know, they needed to face the justice. They had to, you know, they made their bed, they had to lie in it. And instead, they wanted to take the easy way out, and no, God wouldn't let them. Right? They still lived. I don't know how they lived after taking all those sedatives. But, you know, keep in mind, all right, you're being stupid when you do that, okay? I can't tell you how many people messed up so they damaged their liver or they're paralyzed or something, depending on how they tried to commit suicide. And it's not the answer. I mean, I'm glad Bernie's serving his jail time. Of course, she was concerned about the media. Really, is it worth dying over? Well, I don't know. They screwed up badly. What really those things is the son had committed suicide because of this. And it wasn't the son's first suicide attempt. It was his second suicide attempt. I believe the son, was it Mark, if I remember correctly? And, you know, one other point I want to make with this is if somebody in the family has been suicidal, you need to be extra careful of anybody in your family that has depression because it does run in the family, the genes or the thought process. And I just find that horrifying that they lost a son over what Bernie did. And, I could go on. I don't want to talk about that because we've got so much else to talk about. But it's just an absolute shame. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right. So more news regarding painkillers and heart risk. Now, we are talking about painkillers like Vicodin. We're talking about the anti-inflammatory still. All right, we're talking about people that are taking the ibuprofen and the naproxen, and we remember Vioxx. Remember the COX-2 inhibitor Vioxx that had to be withdrawn from the market because of potential risks? Now, right now there's going to be a probe, they say. They're going to be, evaluating the safety of these medications. But here's my issue with it. They're going to find that long-term anti-inflammatories put you into heart failure. That's really nothing new. That's how my grandfather died. He died of heart failure because he was on chronic aspirin. Well, he was on chronic aspirin before, of course, they had these other medications. And he had bleeding ulcers and bled internally. And then I think he was on Buffarin. Remember, Buffarin came out. That was supposed to buffer things. And then, finally they start to come out with these medications that were supposed to be a little easier than aspirin, but they still burn a hole through your stomach, wreck your kidneys, and can cause heart disease. So my recommendation to everybody is whether this new probe comes out with any new evidence, just cut back on those medications. I know a lot of you are taking ibuprofen and naproxen and Celebrex for arthritis. And they work better than Tylenol, of course, because they're anti-inflammatory. But you're going to have to mix it up a little bit. You're going to have to talk to your doctor and let your doctor know if you've been on them for 5, 10, 20 years. You have to. Okay? A lot of your doctors don't realize you're taking over-the-counter medicines. You don't usually disclose that. Like, well, I'm taking my blood pressure pill, and I'm taking my diabetes medication, all right, and I'm taking my Plavix, but you don't tell them that you're taking these anti-inflammatories over-the-counter. Now, of course, doctors should always ask, what are you taking over-the-counter? You know, they should. But a lot of times we don't. We're so involved in what's going on with the current visit that after a while we don't really connect the dots and realize you've been on these medications for years. So keep in mind, more and more news is going to come out that these anti-inflammatories that you're taking over the counter can cause heart disease, okay? Especially heart failure, as well as renal issues and stomach issues. Liver, too. You know, some people, their liver enzymes go a little screwy. And people say, you know, oh, my gosh, I'm not taking Tylenol. But, yeah, but the anti-inflammatories do that, too. All right. Now, this is interesting. Every now and then I'll be reading an article and they'll say, well, this is one of the most dangerous roads. This, you know, every year they come out with the most dangerous intersections in your city, the most dangerous roads. Well, this one list in 2011, very interesting. And I want to read it to you because we have a road here in Las Vegas that seems to get plenty of accidents. Now, I don't think it's ever made the list. We have Blue Diamond Road. And Blue Diamond Road, you always hear of these horrible accidents. And, you know, it's at the point now where if, you know, we avoid driving on it, but if we do drive on it, I always remind my husband, look, this is one of the scariest roads. Please be careful. So I just want to read you this list. All right. Colorado 550 from RA to Silverton. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Apparently is supposed to be having, you know, steep cliffs, narrow lanes, few guardrails. Supposed to be dangerous, they say. Los Angeles, California, the 101. We were talking about the 101. Remember President Obama was on the 101? The 101 to the I-405 interchange. That's the Ventura Freeway connected with the San Diego Freeway. I've driven that a lot of times. You're right. Dangerous. Very dangerous. All right, because people are skipping. Now, if you're at a crawl, it's probably safer. But, you know, there's people always flipping back and forth. Not a fun drive. Atlanta, Georgia, the I-285 at the I-85 interchange. The San Diego, California I-5. Maine, U.S. Route 1. New York, I-95 Cross Bronx Expressway. Nevada, I-15. Here we are in Nevada again. The I-15. The I-15, 125 miles, only a few curves. But drivers get bored. They drive fast. They lose control. It is a boring drive. The I-15 drive from Las Vegas to Los Angeles, boring. Yeah, maybe you drive through Yermo, but it's boring. That's true. Bored drivers. You know, you don't have to be on cliffs to have a dangerous highway. Providence, Rhode Island, they say the I-195. Louisiana's I-10. Chicago, Illinois, the Circle Interchange, they say. Seems to be a large traffic volume. Did you guys realize this? All right, if a highway is horizontal, it's even. The number is an even number, like the I-10, right? But if the highway is north-south, it's an odd number. It works all the time. All right, east-west, right, light, usually even. I don't know. Yeah, like the 10 from Phoenix to L.A. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Got news. Chantix may not cause psychiatric issues. You can go back to using that to quit smoking. On the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Been a little concerned about taking Chantix for smoking cessation. For those of you who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, Chantix has been getting a lot of heat. It's the medication we kind of use as a nicotine decoy, right? It kind of hits your nicotine receptors, so you think you're getting nicotine when you actually aren't, and you stop smoking 7 days into this medication. It's worked very well, but there's been some complaints and concerns that there's some psychiatric issues with people that take it. Well, apparently, federal health officials said that they have found that Chantix does not increase psychiatric problems like depression and suicidal thoughts in these two studies that they have. They've actually done studies involving more than 26,000 patients. They say still, these studies are not completely definitive. If you are having any issues with the Chantix, getting agitated, maybe hostile, having changes in your behavior, depressed mood, thinking that's not typical for you, all right, still go to your doctor and discuss that with your physician, of course. Don't you say, oh, well, just because the study came out, it's fine. And but that's with any medication. Any medication you think you're having some issues with, talk to your doctor about it, about changing it. Although there's really not another substitute for Chantix, it's not worth it. Now, I have had patients tell me they do get some weird dreams. I've never had anybody say the Chantix made them psychologically different. All right. I am a fan of the Chantix. I think it does well to aid in smoking cessation, but it only works if you quit cold turkey 7 days into it. You really can't smoke the whole time you take it. Otherwise, it's not going to, you know, get you off the nicotine addiction, and that's the whole purpose. You take it for 3 months so your body gets used to not being on nicotine. It's a way to get off the nicotine addiction. So you have to do this right. But unfortunately, if you do have any of those symptoms that some people have complained about, including, like I said, depressed mood, hostility, aggression, then you do need to probably go off the medication. But at least that's a little affirming, that's a little comforting to know that the feds are taking a look at that a little bit closer. Okay, now one thing that I do not find comforting at all is it looks like there's a study that's published in the Journal of American Medical Association where they say chest x-rays routinely may not really cut lung cancer deaths. They think our chest x-rays are not effective and are probably wasting money. Of course, all right. I mean, that's in a nutshell what the study's saying. And I agree with it and I disagree with it, okay? If you really think somebody has lung cancer, a CAT scan is going to probably pick it up a heck of a lot better than a chest x-ray. It's just I'm not allowed to CAT scan everybody. Most people don't want to get CAT scan. That is, you know, a significant amount of radiation to do on a multiple, you know, year after year. So I like chest x-rays. I like chest x-rays for a lot of reasons. Number one is when I was in training, and we trained under the hematologist-oncologist when I was doing my cancer training. I was training under a Dr. Park, great doctor, wonderful doctor. And he said, Dahlia, when you have a smoker, you x-ray them twice a year. And I go, will insurance pay for it? He goes, doesn't matter. You have a smoker, you x-ray them twice a year. All right, now that's because that's all we have. You know, I mean, when you have a smoker, if you have somebody who has a 60-plus pack year history of smoking, all right, which means they could be smoking three packs, well, you know, a heavy smoker, let's just say. How do you test them to see if they have lung cancer? Now, true, a chest x-ray is not the best way to pick it up, and we've known for years that it's not a good screen. But I like doing the chest x-ray for a variety of reasons. Number one is I also get to look at the heart. Okay, I don't get to do ultrasounds of the heart and echocardiograms, but when I do a chest x-ray, I can see if the heart's enlarged. I can see if there's fluid around the heart. If my smoker is coughing, I could see if there's little infiltrate pneumonia, et cetera. You know, so I'm not doing the chest x-ray to look for cancer. I'm looking at a lot of things with that chest x-ray. Plus, the act of getting a chest x-ray done, you know, just kind of reminds the patient, we need to look at your lungs. Also, there's signs of asthma or COPD with flattening of the diaphragms on the chest x-ray. So there's a lot you could see on that chest x-ray. So I'm a huge fan of having chest x-rays done if you're a smoker. Absolutely. All right? Because it kind of reminds you that somebody's got to keep an eye on the lungs. And then if anything does start to look a little funny, maybe we could get a pulmonologist involved. Maybe we could get the CAT scan and move forward. But they are correct. You can't screen for lung cancer with the chest x-ray. It's not good enough. But I don't like the idea that all these studies are coming out. It looks like every 2 days something's coming up saying, oh, it's not good enough, so don't do it. It's not good enough. Like today, mammograms may save fewer lives than expected. So why do them? Now, I'm tired of these headlines. Mammograms, they say, this was reported in the Archives of Internal Medicine and reported by the New York Times today. Actually, I think also CBS, saying mammograms may not be effective at saving lives as widely believed. Researchers used a mathematical model. All right, I'm sorry. This isn't algebra, all right? The average woman is not an integer, all right? Please. All right. They used a mathematical model to estimate the survival chances of a 50-year-old woman with breast cancer who was diagnosed with a mammogram and came up with a figure of only 13%. That means nothing to me. That means absolutely nothing. Okay, now, I agree and disagree with that, right? From a medical perspective, I have to tell you, many of the breast cancers we found is because the lady comes in as a new patient saying, I found a lump. Okay, then we evaluate the lump, we mammogram, we ultrasound her, we get a biopsy, and we find breast cancer. So what I will agree with is mammograms are not the save all end all of finding the breast cancer. I mean, mammograms are used as an adjunctive diagnostic tool. Okay? I mean, there's a lot of things that need to be done when you're evaluating for breast cancer. So I don't think a woman should just do a mammogram and then not examine herself until next year when she gets another mammogram. You still have to do self-breast exams. You still have to look at yourself in the mirror, look for asymmetry, look for any dimpling, look for any changes. Sometimes you could have changes of color of the skin, changes in your nipple, etc., and feel for lumps. Okay, so you can't just rely on the mammogram doing everything. So I'll agree with that. What I don't like is people inferring we're doing too many mammograms. It's a waste of money. I don't like that. No, do not slow down on the mammograms. It just drives me crazy. They're scaring people. They're making us think that they want to train us. All these articles coming out are trying to train us to save money. And I understand we have to with our healthcare system. I get that. True, we have to save money. But, I mean, we're talking about cancer. We're not talking about saving money on, cosmetic surgery, even though, well, cosmetic surgery isn't covered on, you know, under insurance anyway. But let's say, like, you know, how Medicaid is considering transgender surgeries and hormonal. I mean, we're talking about cancer, all right? And I'm not trying to say transgender surgery is less important, but it's not cancer, okay? It's not life-saving. I mean, Doc, we've been doing pretty damn good picking up cancers. You're going to see studies saying, oh, no, we still lag behind other countries. No, we don't. No, we don't. You know, I had a couple from Canada in my office today just dumbfounded that when she was she basically had a paralysis of her face, was starting to have some issues. We wanted to rule out MS and certain issues. I thought it was a Bell's palsy, but we had to rule out everything else. Bell's palsy is a temporary paralysis of the facial nerve where your eye can't close and your mouth droops. But we needed to make sure there was nothing else going on. We got an MRI that day. Okay. Yes, there are some issues going on with her, and we are going to now go forward and get that addressed. But she was like, oh, my gosh, it would take weeks to get something like that done in Canada. You did it now. Well, I go, how could they wait weeks? If they're trying to rule out stroke, how could they wait weeks? How? Now, our system is going to turn to that unless we figure out something. And I wish I had the answer. I'd be lying if I said I did. I think anybody would be lying if they said they did. All right? And I told her, I go, you know, but what we did on you, an MRI, was pretty expensive. I mean, of course, when you are in a socialized medicine realm, no, you're not going to be able to get an MRI. Who gets the MRI? Who chooses? No, there's going to have to be committees. Somebody's going to have to evaluate. Someone's going to have to decide. But either way, if you think you're at risk for something, you sit down with your doctor and just be prepared later. You may have to pay for it. You may just have to come out of your pocket if the regular government insurance won't handle it. All right, guys, great show. If you're with us, continue on for that another hour. If this is your stop, you have a great rest of the day. And don't forget to call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll read your questions on air. You all take care and be safe.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.